This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Russians have held mass demonstrations in several cities. An estimated 130,000 people gathered in Red Square alone. More people gathered elsewhere, all to protest terrorism and to show support for the people of Beslan. That's the city where a takeover of a Russian school ended with hundreds of people dead. These protests came at the urging of President Vladimir Putin. Yesterday, the Russian leader also held a four-hour session with Western journalists and academics. One of those attending the meeting was Fiona Hill, who is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, and she's on the phone now from Moscow. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Unusual, isn't it, that the Russian government would support mass protests in the streets?
Well, I think it was a little more than support. These protests were actually quite orchestrated, and in part, one can explain that by the heightened security here in Moscow. There's obviously great concerns about another terrorist attack, like the suicide bombing that we saw recently at one of the Moscow metro stations. So this was very tightly controlled, and the bulk of those who were participating in the demonstrations were actually registered groups, NGOs and others. It was very difficult for random individuals who might have wanted to show solidarity to join in.
Interesting to think about a mass movement in that way, I suppose.
Yes, I mean, it was very reminiscent of some of the stage demonstrations of the Soviet period, but at the same time, I think the sentiments were very genuine. This has been a really devastating last few days for people in Russia. The television images coming from Beslan have been beyond shocking, and now the Russian people have seen some footage taken inside the gymnasium where all of the hostages were clustered together in just appalling conditions, and so there's a lot of heightened emotion here.
Now, when you had these discussions with the Russian president, what did he say when he was asked about calls to negotiate with the Chechen separatists who were blamed for the school siege and other attacks?
Well, the first thing to say is that it's still not clear who was responsible. In fact, it seems increasingly less likely that there was large numbers of Chechens involved in this. There was a lot of stress on the inter-ethnic components of the hostage takers, including many other nationalities from within the former Soviet Union. He didn't say Al-Qaeda specifically, which was also interesting.
He's not blaming Osama bin Laden, but he's still blaming
people outside Russia. He's still blaming networks of extremist groups that he clearly thinks have their origins outside the country. And he wasn't quite so explicit in his presentation, but one could glean from that he is thinking of extremist Islamic networks that have roots in places like Turkey, Syria, elsewhere in the Middle East. He referred to multiple meetings with King Abdullah of Jordan, obviously, to discuss these kinds of problems, discussions with the Saudis. But he wasn't explicitly blaming international terrorist groups for instigating the whole problem, as he has done in the past. He was admitting that there was a lot of local problems that had facilitated these groups moving in and now trying to exploit a situation that was sort of created indigenously. And he was certainly not brokering any kind of negotiations with any of the groups who could possibly be associated with this atrocity.
So President Putin says no negotiations with terrorists. What is he intending to do then about the Chechen situation?
He was actually quite enlightened in this front, and I have to say that I was very surprised by what he said. He was admitting that a lot of mistakes had been made in Russia, mistakes that went back some considerable period of time, including a mistake in launching the first war, and that the Russian government was indeed willing to give Chechnya the utmost autonomy. He was not talking, of course, about independence, and he was extremely irritated with what he perceived as the continued stress in the West of having negotiations with the Chechens on the base of any kind of independence. But he was saying that he's prepared to give maximum autonomy, even to the point of violating the Russian constitution. He was talking about parliamentary elections as the next stage of this, and also about really far-reaching reconstruction in Chechnya, and even invited some international assistance with this process.
We've been talking to Fiona Hill. She's a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, and she's currently staying near Red Square in Moscow. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Steve.